الحمد لله الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم بشراكم اليوم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ذلك هو الفوز العظيم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام بشر المشائين في الظلم بالنور التام يوم القيامة صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most respected elders and brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enabled us to commence a new Islamic year in our lives, 1435. Before Muharram and in the last few days, mashallah, we've heard many advices, especially for Ashura, before Muharram, in Muharram, and advices will continue. But each one of us, what we need to see is that as our time is progressing in life, the years, the days, the months, the hours, what are we doing in our lives in terms of us preparing for that day to come which we all have to face? The year has passed, a new year has started Islamically. We've heard this many times before. But take stock and what's the way forward? To prepare for that day, which will have so many different scenarios on that day. We will face different cases, different scenarios, and different eventualities will take place on that day. That is the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, so many places, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Allah gives the hukam and the advice and the instruction of having true taqwa. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Each one of us should see what have we prepared and sent forward. Allah Ta'ala used the word لِغَدْ, for tomorrow. Describing, depicting and explaining to us how close we should take that qabr, that akhirat, that day of qiyamah to be like tomorrow. How we take tomorrow, we are so sure, which there's no guarantee for. But we feel so sure, I'll be alive now, I'll be alive later, I'll be alive tonight and I'll be alive tomorrow. And we all prepare in advance. A businessman, at this time of the year, he's preparing for that special time, silly season, where he's preparing himself in different ways, well in advance. Much more a Muslim, in the same token, should prepare himself for that day, which there's no doubt, there's definite guarantee, and there's no doubt we all are going to face that day. The day when we leave this world, the day when we'll be in the grave, and the day when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it's called Yawmul Qiyamah. Qiyamah, some have translated, day of resurrection, where we'll be resurrected from the grave in front of Allah. And some have said Qiyamah from Qiyam, to stand up. We'll be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many ayat, so many verses of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this also. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. A person fears standing in front of Allah and he controls his passions and desires from any evil. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Allah says he's frightened, he's fearing, standing in front of Allah. Jannat will be his abode. Jannat, he'll remain forever there. I recited the verse at the beginning where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts and describes one scenario, one scene on the day of Qiyamah. Like that, there'll be many. Abu Umama Bahili radiallahu anh, great Sahabi. To describe this, what I want to explain or mention his incident. He goes for a janazah in Damascus. We are seeing janazahs day in, day out. We're hearing about it, whether it be via SMS, whether it be on the board, whether in other forms. We come to know of janazahs upon janazahs. What lesson are we taking from that? Abu Umama Bahili radiallahu anh, when he goes for this janazah in Damascus, after that he gives some advice to the people. Lengthy advices are given, long explanation. In this limited time, we'll try to cover as much as possible. He says, on the day of Qiyamah, when you'll be resurrected and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be different stages you'll go through. Once you wake up, Allah will put you through different stages. One stage, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُ وُجُوهُ وَتَسْوَدُ وُجُوهُ. Certain faces will become black on the day of Qiyamah. And certain faces will be white on the day of Qiyamah. Based on actions, belief and actions. Thereafter, Abu Umama Bahili radiallahu anhu continues explaining the people. After witnessing the janazah, it's fresh in the mind. He then says that after this happens, faces will become white and black. Total darkness will engulf the people on the day of Qiyamah. Followed after that, there will be complete darkness. And then people will be brought close to Sirat. It's the Arabic word we read in every rakat of our namaz and salah. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat. And we normally use the word in Urdu, pul sirat. Pul is an Urdu word meaning bridge. It's a part, it's a bridge above Jahannam. Thinner than a hair, sharper than a blade. So then he describes something for us to take lesson from. That after faces will be made white and black, the next step will be complete darkness. People will be brought to that bridge over Jahannam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distribute to people nur and light. Today everybody, I won't say everybody, but many people will want their... It was a phase in people, and many have it till now, that they want their number plate in their car to have some nur in it, N-U-R. Had many meanings behind it. Here, nur will be given, and with the speaking in Masjidun Nur about nur on the day of Qiyamah, it befits the occasion and the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distribute light before the bridge over Jahannam. There will be four categories of people at that time. The first category will be the disbelievers, the kuffar, infidels, disbelievers. They'll be given no nur and no light at all at that time. And from that place, they'll be taken and put into Jahannam, fire of Jahannam immediately. Second category, ulama have mentioned, is the munafiqeen, hypocrites. Amongst the munafiqeen and hypocrites are those people who also change and distorted the meanings of Quran and Hadith to fit their whims and fancies, their ideologies, their thinking. They change the Quran, they change Hadith. They will also fall under this category of munafiqin and hypocrites. And amongst these munafiqin will be two categories. So we're talking about now the second and third category. The second category will be those munafiqin and hypocrites who were the hypocrites of the time of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They also won't be given any nur and light at the time when to cross over the bridge. Beneath which is Jahannam. Pul Sirat. And the third category will be the munafiqeen and hypocrites of after his time. After the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After his time, the hypocrites, those who falls under this category, are those who change the Quran and Hadith and Sharia to fulfill their whims and fancies and desires and their understanding ideologies, which is very rife and common today. Third category, as I said, will be those munafiqeen and those type of people. They will be given, at that juncture, at that place, they will be given light also, but not for a long time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to them. But soon as they come close to Pul Sirat, to that bridge over Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it away. They won't have it to cross over. And the fourth category are the believers, the Muslims, the mu'mineen, those who have Iman and Islam. They will be given, depending on your action, people will be given nur and light on that day. And that light will remain and enhance and make it easier for the person to cross over Pul Sirat and the bridge over Jahannam. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that light will differ according to our actions. Certain people's nur and light to cross over Pul Sirat will be the size of a mountain. Huge. Some will be the size of a tree. Some will be the size of some valley. And some will have the smallest Muslim, the smallest nur given to a mu'min and a Muslim will be equal to his thumb. Obviously, being so small, it will switch off at times and remain illuminated at times. According to our actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the Muslims nur, mu'mineen nur, and they will cross over that bridge into Jannah, inshaAllah. So as I stated, the four categories, the disbelievers, they won't be given. The munafiqeen and hypocrite of that time, of his time, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time, will not also not be given. The hypocrites after his time, they will be given, but as they come, when the time is then needed, when they need the light, it'll be snatched and taken away. And the fourth will be the mu'mineen and muslimeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. In the day of Qiyamah, you'll see the true believers. Their light, their nur, will be in front of them, on their right hand side. بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. Glad tidings to you today. You have that light and that nur. You cross over Pul Sirat, over Jahannam. جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. You will go into Jannat, where there are many orchards, rivers flowing beneath. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. You'll be there forever. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah says, that is great success. Then the ayat continues. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِن نُورِكُمْ. The hypocrites will then tell the believers, y'all are going ahead, y'all have nur, wait for us, give us some of your light, and help us to go over Pul Sirat to save ourselves. قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. A statement will be made to them that go back, get your light again and come back. But when they go back, the hypocrites, they try to deceive the people in this world, where outwardly they showed themselves to be Muslims and mu'mineen, inwardly was something else. They outwardly, as I said, what falls under this category, outwardly they showed themselves to be following Islam, Quran, Hadith, etc. But inside was something else. The beliefs were against it, all in the name of Islam, very common today. So they'll be told to go back. Once they turn back, فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُّورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ. A wall will be placed between them. بَاطِنُوا فِي الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُوا مِنْ قِبِلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. When ahead of them will be mercy of Allah into Jannah, and behind is punishment, from there they'll be sent into Jahannam. يُنَادُونَهُمْ أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. The hypocrites will then tell the believers, we were with you, weren't we with you? Weren't we believing with you, how you believed, how you acted, we were with you. But we all know, a hypocrite is someone who does it outside, not inside. قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. The believers will say, yes. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ وَارْتَبْتُمْ وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِيُّ حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. The Muslims, the mu'mineen will talk to the munafiqin at that time and say, there were many reasons why you're being punished today. فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. First of all, you allowed yourself to become misled, falling into fitna, and be misguided. فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ. You had reservations, meaning you waited. You were waiting for azab to come, then you'll believe. So many things were told to us, common today, that a reminder is given. Some punishment takes place, some catastrophe takes place, some azab comes in certain place. People are waiting. How many people will find will tell us that if I do this, the Quran says this, the Hadith says that, but I've done this certain sin so many times in my life, nothing happened to me. This is what will be told to them, that you were waiting. You were not, had no yaqeen in Quran and Hadith. وَرْتَبْتُمْ يَا doubts. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِيُّ. And the aspirations of the world, your feelings, aspirations, what desires you had, that deceived you. وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And even shaitan deceived you, misled you from coming our path. Today you'll be sent back, we'll be sent forward. You'll go to Jahannam, we'll go to Jannah. Allah Ta'ala speaks in detail about this. Other verses of the Quran say the same. Ulama have mentioned that there are certain actions a person carries out in his life through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enhance and increase his light and nur at the time when he's needed over Pul Sirat. One hadith that I mentioned at the beginning, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ فِي الظُّلَمْ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ. The first action that will bring immense, complete, full, perfect light for us, to enhance and make it easier for us to cross over this bridge, is those people who walk to the masjid to perform salah, namaz with jama'at. At the times when there's complete darkness, whether it's at certain times, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr, there's darkness. But at the time of darkness, they're still walking and going to the masjid to perform their namaz and salah and jama'at. Hadith says, give them glad tidings that they'll have perfect light and nur at the time when it's needed on the day of Qiyamah. That's the first action. Second, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, man hafaza ala salawat kanat lahu nuran wa burhanan wa najatan yawm al-qiyamah. A person who performs his 5 times daily namaz and salah, on the day of Qiyamah, this namaz, this salah will be light and nur for him. When he needs it at that time, he'll have immense and plenty light and nur at that time. It'll be a proof for him to save from Allah's azab. It'll be a means of salvation for him on the day of Qiyamah. فَمَنْ لَمْ يُحَافِظْ عَلَيْهَا. Person does not perform his 5 times daily salah and namaz. لَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ نُورًا. He will not have light at that time when he needs it. That nur will not come for him. Wala najatan, wala dalilan, wala burhanan, yawm al-qiyam. It will not be a proof for him. It will not save him from Allah's azab at that time. Wa kana ma'a qarun, wa haman, wa fir'aun. In the day of qiyamah, he'll be resurrected with those evil people of qarun, fir'aun, and haman. The evil people of the past, he'll be resurrected with them by not performing his 5 times daily salah. Third action, ulama have mentioned, that a person who reads Suratul Kahf in the 15 juz, 15 part of the Quran Sharif, he reads it. And other hadiths have, especially on a Friday, inshaAllah, Allah will grant him such light. Some ahadiths have explained such nur and light Allah will give him at that time, which will be from the floor, from his feet to the sky. And some have mentioned, some ahadiths, some words have been mentioned that it will be light for him from wherever his place in the world be, right till Makkah, meaning plenty nur, plenty light he'll have by reading Surah Al-Kahf, especially on a Friday. This is also the third hadith that I'm mentioning that will bring us nur, especially at that time when we need it. We all need it. We all will need it at that time. But what do we do in this world to get that? I'm mentioning those virtues and those actions. According to some hadith, the fourth action mentioned is every verse, kullu ayah, every ayat, every verse of the Quran Sharif will become a source of nur and light for us on the day of Qiyamah when we need it at Pul Sirat. That's the fourth action ulama have mentioned. Fifth being Darood Sharif, Salat, Salawat and Salam. The more Salawat, the more Darood we recite, that will become, one is it is nur for us in this world. Rewards are very great. If I have to take each action here and mention it, it's a bayan and a talk on its own. Even 15-20 minutes is not enough for each action I'm mentioning. But pertinent to what the topic I'm speaking is Darood, Salat and Salam. Mainly Salawat, the Darood Sharif. That will become a great source of nur for us at the time when it's needed. Sixth being, when a person gets white hair, man shaba shaybatan fil Islam, kanat lahu nuran yawm al-qiyamah. And some hadiths have, man shaba shaybatan fi sabilillah, kanat lahu nuran yawm al-qiyamah. That when a person's hair becomes white, grey, in a state of Islam while being a Muslim, that white hair, and some hadiths have, in the path of Allah, so much is going in the path of Allah, that he became old, his white hair became white. Insha'Allah, that hair, that white hair, will be nur and light for him on Pul Sirat, on that bridge over Jahannam when we need it. That's the sixth. Seventh, ulama have mentioned, that when a person comes out of the state of ihram, from Hajj, from Umrah, and he shaves his hair, all that hair that falls and comes off, each hair will become a great source of nur and light for him on Pul Sirat, where he has to cross over Jahannam. By shaving the hair, when a person comes out of ihram, that each hair will become nur for us on the day of Qiyamah. Eighth action, a hadith of mentioned, it is mentioned, a hadith, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, when pelting the jamarat in Mina, on the first day of, that is the tenth, the first day when we pelt is the tenth of Zulhijjah. One is pelted. On the 11th and 12th, and some stay for the 13th, three are pelted. Each stone we are using to pelt, on the first day 7, second day 21, third day 21, and even the last day 21 if a person says for the sixth day. All that pelting, all that, those stones and pebbles that look nothing to us, that becomes a source of nur for a person on the day of Qiyamah. The next action ulama I have mentioned is that is the ninth, man rama bisahmin fi sabilillah, kanat lahu nura yawm al-qiyamah. When a person actively takes part in jihad and he has to shoot an arrow for the sake of jihad in the path of Allah, that each arrow he shoots in jihad in the path of Allah, that arrow will be a source, a nur for him on the day of Qiyamah, helping him to cross over Pul Sirat. That is the ninth. Tenth, ulama have mentioned that when a person makes dhikr of Allah, he remembers Allah, fi suq, in a place where business dealings are taking place, a marketplace, a mall, a place where business is taking place. Hadith has mentioned that the sharru biqa'il ard al-aswaq, the worst part of earth is the bazaars, the marketplaces. وَخَيْرُ بِقَاعِ الْأَرْضِ الْمَسَاجِدِ. The best place on earth, mentioned in the hadith, is the masjid. So in that marketplace where distractions are there, where so much of evil is taking place, at that time, when a person makes dhikr of Allah, he remembers Allah at that time, every hair on his body will be nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. How merciful Allah is. A person is engulfed in a place where the hadith says the worst place. At that time he remembers Allah. How merciful Allah becomes to that person. that he makes that every hair of his body be a source of nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. 11th action, hadith is mentioned, man nafasa an mu'minin kurbatan min kurabi dunya. A person who eases the difficulty of another Muslim on a day in this world. In this world, a person is going through some difficulty, some problem, predicament, whichever form it be. And we take the initiative from our side to ease in his burden, to make it easier for him, whether in our country, in our city, in our home, in our family, around the world. When we help a person in that dire state on the day of Qiyamah, it is mentioned in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at Qul Sirat, the time when he needs that light, will grant him two fountains, two huge, very huge amounts of light and nur, which is enough to illuminate and brighten up the entire world. The extent of it only Allah knows. So much of light. But if you help one person in difficulty, whether in your town, in your city, in your family especially, around the world, whichever way it be, but you remove his difficulty, you help him, inshallah, you will find so much of light will be given. As I said, two fountains, two water causes of nur and light will be given. That can, it will be sufficient enough to illuminate and brighten up the entire world. The extent of it only Allah knows. And so much he'll have, which will make it easier for him to pass over. 11 actions I've mentioned. And there are many others, but especially these 11 actions ulama have mentioned, a person inculcates in his life, a'mal, as I was mentioning from the beginning till now, the same thing. New Year has started, Islamically. What have we done to prepare ourselves for that day? The more the years are coming, the more Qiyamah is coming closer, the more we are going closer to our graves. What are we preparing for that day? These actions, inshallah, we practice upon, will bring us immense nur and light on that day when we need it. One action I will conclude upon, which will take away and will remove that light and nur when we need it at that time. Hadith is mentioned, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالظُّلُمْ فَإِنَّ الظُّلْمَ ظُلُمَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةُ وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That year it is mentioned that stay away from zulm, oppression, of whichever form it be, verbally, physically, monetarily, any form, in the home, out of the home, in the society, stay away from oppression. فَإِنَّ الظُّلْمَ ظُلُمَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. By zulm being found in our lives, this will cause immense, plenty, darknesses and zulmat, darknesses and dheri in the day of Qiyamah. When we need it at that time, we'll find we did some action, but we did zulm, oppression in our life. That oppression will remove. That light will cause darkness for us when we need it at that time of Qul Sirat. It will not be there. Any form of zulm. A person has made a promise to pay his debts, and then he doesn't pay it. That is zulm. Ulama have mentioned that zulm is such an evil act that even in this world a person is punished. Any form of zulm. You may think you got away. You used whichever means, legally, in whichever form it be, you try to get away, you think you got away. To some extent, maybe you got away in this world, but never there. There that nur and that light, when you need it, will be removed because of the oppression in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, that He allows us, gives us tawfiq and hidayah to bring those actions, especially in life, that will bring nur for us at the time of Qul Sirat, when we need it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people who stay away from zulm and all those actions that will take away this nur and bring darkness for us on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.